All right. This is the K-Wave Radio Network. Brian and Robert back with you because we've got another interview now. Another Calvary Chapel pastor is calling in. And this one will be good for our listeners in the Bakersfield area as the network goes all, you know, what I say, from Barstow to Bakersfield, Vegas to San Diego. This is awesome. So we've got Pastor Mike Ostheimer on the phone with us. Good morning, Pastor.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, I'm actually at the hospital right now. I just had an angiogram this morning, so I'm resting in a bed.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to take the time to be able to call in.
Oh, wow. Well, well, thanks for calling in, and we're sorry to hear that.
No, this is just those things in life, you know.
Yeah.
Deal with them as they come.
Right, right. Now, Mike, you know, I've been to your church many times, and we've done events with Pastor Chuck Smith. We had Love Song come, and we've had some really neat events there. And, you know, tell us how the Lord has used Pastor Chuck in your life and how that rolled into your ministry and how it impacted. Just share with us just on some of the stories.
Yeah, we became a Calvary Chapel in about 1978, and the ministry took off in Bakersfield, Pastor Chuck's influence and just loving on people obviously impacted so many people that were attending Costa Mesa. There were so many guys that just fell in love with the Lord and felt the call to go out. And we had a guy come up to Bakersfield and wanted to plant a Calvary Chapel. And Pastor Chuck was just always so supportive. Anything we needed, whether it was a band coming through town or any help with just, you know, teaching. I mean, they sent so many resources to us. It was a real blessing. But being over the hill, we never would see Chuck actually in person. And they set up an event, I remember one time up in Visalia, to come see Pastor Chuck. And I got invited to go. And on the way up there, I stopped to do some fishing. And that was back in the day before there were cell phones. And I stopped, and my wife and I, and we hung out for a while. And I got up there to Visalia. Everybody said, "Oh, you missed it." I said, "What did we miss?" And I said, "Well, we tried to get a hold of you. You know, we were going to dinner, you know, with Pastor Chuck." And I remember just being so disappointed the fact that I didn't get to see him in person that time. And so I never had a personal, you know, connection with Pastor Chuck. It was just via the radio, the ministries, listening to all the tapes, until we stopped being a Calvary Chapel. We became an independent church in about 1987, and when I became the senior pastor in 2001, we went through the process to reaffiliate, and we wrote a letter to Pastor Chuck, and it was just amazing. We just told him, "Pastor, you kind of know our story, and we just love to come home to Calvary Chapel." And Chuck just wrote back this really sweet letter, and he said, "Welcome home." And we had a dialogue, and it was like, "Well, what do we do?" And he goes, "I'll see you at the senior pastors conference."
Mm-hmm.
And so he was, never really talking to Pastor Chuck in person. I walk into the meeting hall there, and you have to use the men's restroom, so I walk into the men's restroom, and lo and behold, who's standing next to me is Pastor Chuck. And I said, "Pastor Chuck, this is a terrible way for me to meet you, but I've never met you before in person." And I told him my name, and he just, Pastor Chuck laughed. Mm-hmm. He just started laughing, and it was just one of those memories that I'll never forget it. And then we stepped outside, and we talked for a while, and there's just not another person like Pastor Chuck. I mean, guys like him come along and very few decades, and our lives are just so enriched by his ministry. And then when the radio station got kicked off in Bakersfield, Pastor Chuck, he had chemotherapy that morning, got in the car, and they drove him to Bakersfield, and he came up and did Pastor's Perspective from our coffee house. And,
yep.
And it's just an amazing thing. And so even today, as I'm laying in this hospital bed, I kept thinking, Pastor Chuck, teaching on Sunday, doing the show on Monday, and then going home to be with Jesus, later in the week. I mean, he just, was one of those guys that just loved the Lord so much that, he just went until he couldn't go anymore. And so I'm laying here, and just that thought of, hey, should I call him? And, or should I just lay here in this bed? And I just it is, the Lord just really ministered to me. It just is the memory of Pastor Chuck. It's like, you just do what you can do when you can do it. And I miss him so much already. And I felt that way at the last senior pastor's conference. I actually shot a video. It felt my heart. I go, gosh, I don't know if I'm going to see Pastor Chuck next year. And so as he was singing, letting us out, a different song, I made a videotape of it and put it on my phone, and I kept it. And I was playing it yesterday, and it's one of those, it just breaks your heart, you know, from, there's that old expression, you know, God only cries for the living. And our hearts, you know, breaking up in, here in Bakersfield over the loss of Pastor Chuck, but we just rejoice that he's in the presence of the Lord with no pain, no sorrow, no suffering. And yep, the greatest news of all is, you know, we're going to see him again one day. And so I just, I could never repay or thank Pastor Chuck for his ministry in my life. And so many guys have said it, you know, he was just a father figure to so many. And I love him so much and just appreciate Calvary Chapel and just the support we've had here. Mm-hmm. And just wanted to call in and just make that clear, you know, that Chuck, Pastor Chuck, was just an amazing man. That, and so many, so many lives up here in Bakersfield are just so blessed by him and his wife. And just appreciate the opportunity to be able just to say it publicly on the air that we love Pastor Chuck.
Pastor Mike Ostheimer of Calvary Chapel Bakersfield, thank you so much for calling, despite your circumstances. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, does that mean you're going to be in the pulpit on Sunday morning?
I will be in the pulpit on Sunday, but I've got some bad news today. I've got some major blockage in an artery, so it looks like I'm going to be having open-heart surgery here in a couple weeks. So I'll covet your prayers. So.
Yes. Yeah, we'll do that now.
We're going to pray right now. Let's pray for you, Mike. Father, in Jesus' name, we just bring Mike to you, Lord. And Father, would you just restore his body, Lord? I pray, mm-hmm, God, that if he goes through this surgery, Lord, that it will be successful, Lord, and that it will also, that he will be back on the pulpit. Not only that, just back with his family, Lord. And yes, we pray that nothing beyond this happens, Lord, and that you'll just bring him back to where he was, Lord, before this. And again, Father, just continue to strengthen him, encourage him, and Father, just heal his body. Father, we pray in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Right. Thank you guys so much.
God bless you. We'll see you around, Mike.
We'll do it. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Bye. Take care. All right. This is the K-Wave Radio Network, and we're still getting a lot of feedback on Pastor Chuck, a lot of comments left on our Facebook page and on our toll-free message number, and also on our Facebook page, this amazing picture that a gal by the name of, I think her name is Melissa, I can confirm that. Yes, Melissa, she did this drawing, a chalk drawing on the sidewalk at, I think it was Cal State Fullerton, and it's just there, a little tribute to Pastor Chuck. She says she drew it so that people on campus could see and be reminded of the impact that Pastor Chuck made on the lives of many. And so you can see that that picture on our Facebook page. And the easiest way to get to our Facebook page is just go to kwave.com and then click the Facebook icon there. So let's continue now with music of praise and worship on this Friday morning here on the K-Wave Radio Network.
Today, the staff of K-Wave join you in mourning the loss of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel have played an important role in the evangelical movement. K-Wave is part of his vision, his gift to you. God used him in great ways, and his memory will be with us forever. Thank you for continuing to pray for his family and for those that are mourning his loss today. Chuck Smith is home.